Blog Talk Radio.
Well, howdy, boys and girls. Welcome to Mud Till at Midnight. I am your host, Mud Till Sasquatch. Thank you for joining me this evening, which is a cell phone evening. Long-time listeners of the show would be able to tell short-time listeners of the show that sometimes I do the show from a cell phone. And this is one of those times. Because I had the internet disconnected at my apartment, which I'm leaving, I was going to say shortly. Shortly, I guess, is a matter of your point of view, isn't it? But it's T-minus 35 days, and I thought I would save myself a few bucks by disconnecting the internet now. It was my most expensive single expense other than the rent. Just a give myself a little bit of a head start into, you know, whatever comes next. So what I'm doing is I'm going to the library, or I'm taking my netbook to the laundromat, or, you know, any place they might have free Wi-Fi, and taking care of business there. That is kind of difficult for this show, so it's probably going to be a little while here on the cell phone. Which I guess isn't entirely a bad thing. I kind of prefer to do it on the computer just because it's easier for me. And I think the audio quality is a little bit better when I do it on the computer using Skype. But you know, listen to the playback when I'm using the cell phone. Yeah, it's not too bad, I don't think. I mean, if anyone out there has a strong opinion, isn't going to listen anymore if I do the show on a cell phone all the time. Please do get in touch with me. I would love to hear from you at mudtoesasquatch@gmail.com. That's mudtoesasquatch@gmail.com. Again, I do enjoy reading your comments, both the plus and minus. It's always a learning experience for me. So, another week in the books. Again, 35 days can't be right, because that would be 5 weeks, and it's not, I guess it's sort of 5 weeks. July 31st is a Thursday, so I guess that would be right, yeah. Yeah. See, you've caught one of my weaknesses. Calendar calculations are one of my weaknesses. I usually go on the internet and have the internet do it for me, but I don't have the internet here anymore. So, this is one of those weeks where spirit has just teased me all week, and then all day today, and I could think of, man, I have to think of something for the show. And spirit, got you covered. Don't worry about it. And here I am, and spirit has not a single thing in my head to do for this show. I mean, do I really want to sit here and whine about my situation? I don't think so. I don't think that's something that you guys want to listen to. My show last week was pretty well perceived, but we can't have that kind of absolute brilliance every week. I mean, I would just I'd wear myself out if I did not. So, just bear with me. I'll try and think of something at least quasi interesting to say. Well, there. I don't know if you can hear that. My neighbor's trying to come through the wall there. It's an interesting situation. I don't know exactly how to take this. I guess I don't have to take it any certain way. But my neighbor's on the one side. I mean, let's see. Let's try, and we have to paint the picture somehow. I have to be like a sportscaster. The ones on who used to live on my left, as I face the front of my apartment facing west. The ones if I'm sitting in my apartment facing the front of my front porch, looking out at Neal Avenue. On my left was the apartment where the slightly older kids used to live, and I guess they left the place a mess. And then on my right are where the slightly younger kids live, and I share a porch with them. And sometimes the they usually have a party on a Friday and a party on Saturday, and the party mess from their porch would sometimes creep over onto my porch. I'm talking about things like cigarette butts, broken glass, that sort of thing. And this is, you know, disturbing to me because I don't like cleaning up other people's messes. But, you know, if it's sitting on my porch, it sort of has become my mess, and it's, you know, it's the postman walking over, you know, the broken glass and that sort of thing. And I don't want that to happen. I don't want anybody to get hurt on my porch, so yeah, I got to go out there with my broom and clean all that crap up. Well, here, very recently, since the older kids over on the left have abandoned their apartment, the lead person in the apartment on the other side of me, who happens to be the son of the landlord, has taken on this role of being sort of the building supervisor almost, superintendent. Almost. I haven't seen him around fixing things, but he was sort of the point person in getting that apartment, that other apartment, all cleaned out. And, you know, that work is still ongoing. They got all the garbage out of it. Now I guess they're working on cleaning out the inside. But of course, then it becomes my task to get my apartment cleaned out to the extent that they don't have to do. I think I'm already ahead of the game, and there's no way they're going to have to do the kind of stuff that they. Although my kitchen probably needs some attention, but outside of that, well, the bathroom too. Okay, yes, I do have some cleaning to do, but there's going to be nothing on the scale of what was done in the apartment next door to mine, which, you know, makes me feel good. I do sometimes think of myself as something of a slob. I don't know that I'm really. It's not like on a Odd Couple kind of thing with the Jack Klugman guy. I don't know. Was he really that bad of a slob? I never watched that show. He's just sort of the classic example that they give. But anyway, I've never really, you know, I'm very careful about food-related garbage. You know, I get food-related stuff, you know, packed up and out of here. But general clutter, I wouldn't put myself in the classification of a hoarder, but I do have a lot of stuff in the apartment that's just kind of sitting here and not doing anything. I made a discovery, so just have to be about 15 years ago, that I put down a can of Pledge. I'd finished dusting, which is something I don't do very often. I was having company. I dusted, and I put the bottle of the can of Pledge down, and it stayed there. It's been there for over a year because I never had the cause to move it again. And it might still be there today if I had to move out of that apartment. So it's just the hazard of living alone. And I thought that was my discovery. When you live alone and you put something down someplace, it stays there until you move it. And so I have that phenomenon going on in many places and many levels. In my apartment, which I'm about to move out of which I am about to move, is that you can't use the preposition to end a sentence with. So there's some clutter, and I'm not talking about piled to the ceiling kind of clutter. There's some stuff that I really don't want to have to pack it up into boxes and move it because I just don't use it, and I don't have a sentimental attachment to it. Most of the stuff I have is stuff that people gave me. If you need a dining room table, I know somebody who has a dining room table, and, you know, give it away for free, and then that's why I have it. So it's still down there. Computer table, got that for free. All kinds of stuff. It's just sort of came to me from various sources. And now I just don't. About the only piece that I want to save is the bed, because I just don't want to. I like this bed, and I don't want to have to buy another one. Exactly where it's going to go and exactly how it's going to get there, I couldn't tell you at this point, but we will form a plan at some point in the very near future. So I'm trying to also form a plan about what's going to happen with the various items of clutter. And a couple of things were easy. I went through my clothes closet, and of course you always find things that you have worn in forever or have, well, holes in them. I couldn't do anything. I went to take them to the Goodwill because there's one like two blocks away from me. I just bagged up a bunch of stuff. It was like my first step. Bagged up a bunch of stuff, said goodbye to it, and walked it, you know, up the street, two blocks, and dropped it off. And then I was gone. I said, boy, that was easy. What else can I get rid of? The rest of it isn't, I mean, other things either not quite so mobile or not quite, well, there's some things I thought I might get a buck or two out of. That was the main thing. You know, you're donating it is great, except, you know, when you donate it, you don't get anything for it. I have some electronic stuff, and it's old stuff. It's dated stuff. It's worth hardly anything, but I think it might be worth something. So I took all that stuff. I bagged it up. And there's a place, another place down the street from me. Actually, it's just up the street. But big flashing sign, you know, we buy, sell, trade, electronics, you know, the big list of things. So I went up there, and when I went into the place, I immediately knew I was in trouble because it was they were selling much nicer stuff than I had. And I knew immediately I was going to either get the brush off or, you know, some sort of low ball off. You know, I was expecting to go into more of a place where stuff was piled up. And there were guys there working on things, you know, had the, you know, sort of stereo files or computers torn apart and looking for, oh, there's that circuit that I needed. You know, that was the kind of thing I was kind of hoping to find. And this was more of a consumer-oriented place. So part of me almost wanted part of me did want to just sort of run away and just take that stuff back to the thrift store. But no, I found my resolve. No, I'm going to go through with this. You know, I'm not going to just walk, you know, take this stuff away because I was, you know, nervous about what someone's reaction was going to be to my junk. You know, that my junk wasn't going to be good enough for them. So I went and I showed it. And mostly my junk was not good enough for them, but there were one or two pieces they were interested in, gave me a few bucks for it. I think I walked out of there with 18 bucks and about two-thirds of the stuff that I brought in. But they did take a couple of things off my hands, so that was a little bit of progress made. And, you know, I conquered that demon. I don't know, I guess I didn't mention I had had the stuff in the bag for I think, 3 or 4 days. And just didn't go. I was again, nervous about being judged. You know, you're taking this stuff and someone else is looking at my crap and telling me whether it's, you know, whether it's good enough for them or not. And you know, I hate being judged. I don't like being judged. And it's I don't know. I mean, I don't know what I think is going to happen. You know, is the trap door going to open up, you know, where I'm standing, and I'm going to fall down into the basement and get burned up or something. I don't know. But I think they were going to stand there and point and laugh at me. I don't know what I thought was going to happen. I just had a serious and very real dread of going to this place with my stuff and showing it to them and seeing if they wanted to buy any of it. And it was, you know, I knew I had very, you know, sort of garage sale quality stuff in a retail quality store. I knew, as I said, I knew when I went in, I wasn't going to do well. But I did well enough. I walked out of there with 18 bucks. 18 bucks I didn't have before, you know. That's, how many Faygos is that? It's quite a few. Close to 40. It took me a while to wake up. We get Faygo. There's a store on the corner that sells cans of Faygo 40 cents piece. Very nice, because I like Faygo. And Fresca, which is probably a little bit better for me. I don't know, it's certainly fewer calories. That's like $5 for a 12-pack, so not 40 cents, is it? Actually, now that I think about it, it's a little bit closer to 40 cents than I was thinking. See, $5 for... $5 for 12, $2.50 for 6. Yeah, you all tuned in to listen to me do math in my head. Excuse me. $6 for 2.50, 3 for $1.25. Make that $1.20 just for to make the dividing easier. Okay, now wait a minute. That can't be because I just came up with a Fresca. It's also 40 cents a can. Hold on. 4.20, 40, 10, 40. By God, Fresca's 40 cents a can. I should be drinking Fresca. What's the matter with me? I've been fooled by the marketing. The marketeers have gotten their claws into me. How did this happen? Well, anyway, I have to go back to Giant Eagle to get that anyway. I like Fresca. I do. It's like one of the few diet things that I can actually drink. But you got to be careful because it doesn't. Fresca doesn't age well. I don't know if you've ever had Fresca, but it doesn't age well. And I've been told, I wrote this on the internet, so it must be true, but it actually does make some sense. You know, it's a citrus drink. It's got it's sort of an acidy kind of consistency to it. Not consistency, that's not the word. It's acid. What am I trying to say? I'm more complicated than it. It's got an acid pH. It's on the low side of the pH scales we all learned in high school. And what that happens is it breaks down the sweetener, the artificial sweetener that's in there, the chemicals that we're all so afraid of, and probably with good reason. But you have the lemon and the lime chemicals, the acids in there, break down those sweeteners over time, and then you're just left with basically lemon-lime juice with some carbonation in it. And it's not pleasant. I have drunk old Fresca, and it's not... It's not cool. So if you're going to buy Fresca, here's the Mudtoe's sage advice of the evening. If you're going to buy Fresca, make sure you drink it up. You know, don't leave it in your fridge for too long or it'll go bad on you. Please, and drink responsibly. That's all I have to say. Well, I'm halfway through now, and the room is still a livable temperature, so I'm glad for that. I turned off the air conditioner. I put my single room air conditioner in the window because it did get very warm. It stays especially warm on the second floor here, and the apartment faces west, so it takes a direct shot from the sun for most of the day, and it's not too bad on the ground floor, but upstairs it can be a hot box up here, so. I did finally break down and put the old air conditioner in the window, and I had these, I don't know what you call these, there's some sort of display boards that a photographer would use. And I know that because there's a tag from a photographer on them. Evidently someone who used to live here, or they got it from someone who was a photographer, but there's a whole box of them down in the basement. And Iggy told me about that. He said there was some stuff down there. He didn't elaborate on what it was, but there's some stuff down there, so that I could do anything with it that I wanted to. But so I got into it, and I was looking, you know, specifically for something. I need something to block the rest of the window because the little flaps that come with the single room air conditioners, they have it's an older air conditioner, and they have fallen apart because they aren't the most regularly constructed things in the world. Plus, they really were never wide enough to fit in this extra large industrial size window that's in this room. So I took these sort of cardboard display boards, and I have filled in the rest of the window with those. And, of course, the first night I had them up there, there was a tremendous rainstorm and hailstorm, and it knocked them out of the window, and I had a big, you know, gaping hole. And I had that when I woke up, and a couple hours later I had to fill it, and I had some rain come in, and it wasn't the back end of the house isn't so bad with rain or sun because there's there's lots of trees and so forth. Mosquito, I'll have to get that. Yeah, they're nice with those boards are sort of nice with the wind and weather, but they do nothing to keep bugs out. But then the windows not fit well very well for the frame anyway, so. And the bugs get in. I mean, they get into bugs. But you see, it's very loud. The air conditioner's very loud, so I had to turn it off before I started the show. I was afraid it's too loud. It would, at least, at the very least, it would distract me. I'd be trying to think of things to say and wondering if I need to shout over the air conditioning. But so far, I'm surviving. I have not started to cook yet. This is a good thing. I'm hearing, and maybe you hear it, or maybe you don't, I did start that story about my neighbor next door, who has suddenly sort of become the spearhead for all things being done here at the building. which I'd never sort of seen him in that role before, and it's been nothing official. He's just, all of a sudden, he's the one doing all these things. So I was going to mention to him here, not this coming week, because I'm going to be taking some stuff down to my parents and spending some time, spending a few days down there sucking up some free food and whatnot. The following week, that's the week after July 4th, so it would be the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I'm going to open my doors to people of all ages open it to the public. I don't know how widely I'm going to promote this. But I'll have people come into the house. Okay, stop stumbling and tell them what you're going to do. You're going to have people come in the house and look at my stuff and see if they want to take it away. Because I need to get rid of all this stuff, reduce the amount of stuff I'm going to have to move. So I'm going to, at least my Facebook contacts and think of some other things. And I said I was going to talk to the young gentleman, Gabe, next door, and see if he knew some people who might want to come over because, he's a kid, and they can, maybe come and soak up some free furniture. So I'm going to say, just if you can get it to the curb, it's yours. I'm also going to have a basket out for love offerings. I've never asked for love offerings before, so I don't know exactly how that's going to work, and it's that kind of thing. If I get a buck, it's a buck I didn't have. So I prefer that to the method of kind of trying to price the things and going hit and miss on Craigslist and having, because Craigslist is going to be difficult for me because I don't have internet at the house anymore. I'm not going to be able to interact over the internet in anything like that kind of where the last time I sold something on Craigslist. They're very focused, people calling in or people not calling in, but sending me messages over the internet. Are those things still available? I wouldn't be able to do that now because I don't have internet at home, so. Craigslist is going to be, I think there's a couple things that I think I actually can get some money for, so I may reserve those for Craigslist or show them to just a certain friend. But my plan is to just set up downstairs with all the stuff I want to get rid of and say, everything here is up for grabs. Take what you want and, leave what you want to leave. And see what comes of that. So that's a grand experiment, and it's kind of it's a big step out for me. Usually someone who kind of hides in my apartment, getting out only occasionally and then mostly 95% of the time to do something I'm very familiar with. So sort of a thing. I don't know. I'm trying to remember the last time I actually had a guest in this apartment. I've had, in the 5 years I've lived here, I've had two guests in the apartment. They were both dates. And stopped in for a few minutes and had some lemonade and then went someplace else. So I wasn't anything anything huge, but I'm not a social butterfly in that way. I don't have people over. So this idea of having, not only having people over, but having them look at my stuff, not only having them look at my stuff, but asking them, maybe drop something in the basket if you want to. These are all things that are very, very foreign to me. But I'm trying to stretch myself because the ultimate very, very foreign thing to me is coming up, where I'm going to go into a interview room and sell myself. And it's just not, I've done it before. I've been in interviews before, but I've always kind of felt that I was following the path of least resistance. I felt that I've never really had to fight for a position. Something came along and maybe it wasn't something, actually, maybe it wasn't something most attractive thing to anyone. And before I was young, so you're looking for somebody younger. I talked my way into a administrative assistant position at the branch, and that led to my getting an administrative assistant position at the main campus, that, and also being able to get into the PhD program. You know, things have always sort of fallen in line, fallen into place for me, and that hasn't been happening, at least not yet, in this period of unemployment. So it may be that I'm going to be challenged to pick something and go for it. Okay, here's now Mudso, it's your turn to pick what it is that you want to do and go out and get it. So I have to practice that. You know, I can do interviews. I feel good about my interviewing skills, but then there's that other thing that goes along with it of going out and what am I trying to say? Finding the thing, first of all. I mean, that's what I'm stumbling on right now. Just find somebody, get in there and find somebody to talk to. I had a call this week from an insurance company, of all places. I put my resume on Monster. I had been resisting that, but I finally did because there was an interesting job ad from, you could call it a cosmetics company, but it was really, they were looking for all the kind of things I do as far as training. And it's, you know, putting together training manuals for, you know, for their people who sell their cosmetics. So, yeah, I put a resume in, you know, what the hell. And I think at the time I started filling it out, I thought they were saying that you had to join Monster in order to get, but I don't think, now looking back, I don't think that's what they were saying. Maybe they were implying that very strongly to get people to do it. But I did go ahead and put my resume on Monster. And a couple of days later, someone called me from an insurance company because they'd seen my resume and wanted to talk to me about opportunities for their company. I say, what could that be all about? And, I mean, my first guess is they're recruiting agents. And I don't see myself in that role. I don't see myself as someone who sells. Plus, I mean, being an agent, I don't know if it's this way in all companies, but the ones that I happen to know about, agenting is not a great, I mean, you don't get a salary. You get, you're on straight commission and you're starting, you're working from your house and all that. And, you know, you get a certain amount of time to make good, and if you don't make good, they kind of boot you out the door. And then the area manager takes over your most profitable accounts and they distribute the rest of them to his left. That doesn't sound like my kind. It's sort of competition, you know, cutthroat stuff. That's not going to be me. That's never going to be me. I'm never going to be able to train myself to be like that. You know, I want to be someone who's up in front, you know, with up in front of the blackboard, answering questions, and interpreting the materials and helping people to understand and finding the information that maybe I don't have at my fingertips. I mean, that's who I am. I'm a facilitator.
So,
I did actually call because I don't know that they were surmising that they were going to looking for agents, but I didn't know. So I went ahead and gave the guy a call. He left a message on my voicemail, and I called him, and he also was not available, so I left a message on his voicemail and hasn't done any further than that. I want to see if they're looking for somebody to work in their front office and do some sort of training. Maybe that's what they're looking for, but, you know, I kind of doubt it. Just the sort of the tone of the call, the fact that it's, you know, totally, out of left field. So I don't think, but it's, you know, it's the closest nibble I've had. So I guess I have to celebrate that. Okay, we're wrapping up now. Thank you for listening to this rather meandering program. Next week, I'll be back here and probably on the phone again. And we'll be celebrating the 4th of July, Independence Day here in the United States. And Spirit will have to let me know sort of which do we want to be talking politics or do we want to be talking something else. So I guess you'll just have to tune in and see. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.